November 11th through 17th. Hebrews chapters 7 through 13. An High Priest of Good Things to Come. As you review and ponder this outline, pay attention to the promptings you receive about the children you teach. The Spirit will help you find messages for them in Hebrews chapter 7 through 13. Invite sharing. Ask the children to share things they and their families do to learn the gospel at home. Invite them to share some of their favorite experiences with learning the gospel with their families.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. The priesthood can help us in many ways. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 6 can provide an opportunity to introduce to the children the blessings of the priesthood. Possible activities. Briefly explain who Abraham was, and then use Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 6, and Joseph Smith translation, Genesis chapter 14, verses 36 through 40, in the Bible appendix, to teach that Abraham paid tithing to Melchizedek. Explain that Melchizedek held the higher priesthood, which is God's power given to men on earth, and he used it to bless Abraham. The children may enjoy acting out the story with simple props like a crown and a tithing envelope. Invite an Aaronic and a Melchizedek priesthood holder to visit the class and tell the children how they have used the priesthood to bless others. Then show the children pictures of different priesthood ordinances. For examples, see pictures 103 through 108 in the Gospel Art Book. Help the children determine which priesthood is required for each ordinance and give that picture to the appropriate priesthood holder to hold. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 32. Faith is believing in things we cannot see. Even though they can't see Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ or experience all of the blessings of the gospel, the children you teach can develop faith by learning from the examples in Hebrews chapter 11. Possible activities. Display a picture of Jesus. Place around the room several objects to represent evidences that he is real even though we can't see him, such as the scriptures, a picture of the first vision, and a picture of the earth. Invite the children to locate the items and then share with them how each item helps us have faith that Jesus lives. Bring a fan and let the children take turns feeling the fan blow air across their faces. Teach them that we can't see air, but we can feel it. Similarly, we can't see Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, but we can feel their love and have faith that they are real. Share the stories of one or more people mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 4 through 32. Consider using Old Testament stories. See chapters 4 through 6, 8 through 10, 15 through 17, 23, and 28. What did these people do to show they had faith in something they couldn't see? Share some blessings you have received because of your faith. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 6. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ will help us and never leave us. What trials might the children be experiencing? How might the message of Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 6 help them? Possible activities. Review some New Testament stories the children have learned this year in which the Savior helped others, such as when he healed the man with palsy. See Luke chapter 5, verses 18 through 26. Or fed the 5,000. See Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Help the children learn the phrase, "The Lord is my helper." See Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. Invite the children to draw a picture of a time when they felt afraid. Read Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 6 to them, and testify that Heavenly Father will help us and never leave us. Help the children cut out paper hearts large enough to cover the drawings. What are some things that can help us feel closer to Heavenly Father? Write some of these things on the hearts. Teach the children the second verse of "Tell Me, Dear Lord," in Children's Songbook, page 176. According to the song, what help can we receive when Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are near us? Talk about a time when Heavenly Father was near you and helped you. Teach the doctrine, older children. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. Worthy priesthood holders follow the Savior. How can you use these verses to help the children understand that those who hold the priesthood are to be faithful and serve others as the Savior did. Possible activities. Help the children list things they know about the two great priesthood holders, Abraham and Melchizedek. They can find help in Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 4, Abraham chapter 1, verses 1 through 2, and Joseph Smith translation, Genesis chapter 14, verses 25 through 40, in the Bible appendix. What Christ-like qualities did these men have that helped them honor the priesthood? Ask the children to read Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 2, and look for the titles used to describe Melchizedek. How do these titles remind us of Jesus Christ? Help them think of ways in which Jesus was a King of Peace. Are they aware of any other priesthood holders who are also an example of following the Savior? Share an experience in which a righteous priesthood holder helped you come closer to the Savior. Help the children think of ways priesthood service has blessed them. Hebrews chapter 11. Heavenly Father rewards those who have faith. Hebrews 11 contains many examples of people who were blessed when they acted in faith. Which of the stories will be most inspiring or helpful to the children you teach? Possible activities. Invite the children to make a list on the board of the things they learn about faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3 and verse 6. Give each of the children the name of someone mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 and invite them to read the verses associated with that person. Ask them to share clues about the person so that the other children can guess who it is. How did these people show faith, and how did Heavenly Father reward them? For pictures of these people, see the Old Testament section of the Gospel Art Book. After reading about some of the faithful examples in Hebrews 11, ask the children to write about a person they know who showed faith. Invite several children to share their examples with the class. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11. The Lord chastens those He loves. These verses can help the children understand that Heavenly Father, their parents, and others correct them because they love them and want them to learn from their mistakes. Possible activities. Read together Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11, and ask the children to find reasons why Heavenly Father chastens us, corrects, or disciplines us. What does this teach us about why earthly parents also correct their children? How should we respond to loving correction? Share examples of people in the Scriptures who were chastened by the Lord and repented. For example, see 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 25 through 27, Ether chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. How are they good examples of the principles in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11? After reading Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11, invite the children to write down a few things they will try to remember when they are corrected for their mistakes.
Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to write or draw a picture of what they feel is the most important thing they learned in class. Encourage them to share what they learned with their families. Improving our teaching. Use activity pages. As the children are completing activity pages during class, use the time to review principles from the lesson.